Good morning. We are continuing Chayolim Mehillah Shabbos, and we're learning the Lachas of Halakas Neiros, which is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those who need Shidduchim. We are learning Siman Yud, Klal Hay Siman Yud. Tzarech Lahadlik B'Cholach Derm Shenishtam Misham. A person has to light in all of the rooms which are being used on Shabbos. He has a room which is the back of the house, which he will not be entering in on Shabbos, or he'll only be entering into that room during Shabbos day, where there's going to be natural light, so there's no chiyuv to light in that room. But the rooms elsewhere, there's a chiyuv to do hadlaka. The Ner Shabbos, who mishum shalom bayis, shal yikashul be'etz ve'evin. One of the reasons why Chazar Mechayev hadlaka is Ner Shabbos is because shalom bayis, like we mentioned, that people would trip and hurt themselves, and that would diminish, besides the person's personal pain, that's going to undermine the shalom which is in the home. Mishu etzel ishtoi, a person's home together with his wife. Since the woman is making a bracha in one of the rooms, the living room, so that we do not need to make a bracha. There's a chiyuv halakha in the other rooms, but there's no need to make a bracha. The bracha which is said in the living room works for all the other rooms in the house, the living room or dining room, works for all the other rooms in the house. And nowadays we're yotze to that this chiyuv halakha with electric lights, and that is a valid way to be used to the chiyuv hadlaka. A person either has to have light in the room or light elsewhere which can shine into the room and illuminate the room and prevent this concern of shalom bayis. So the child's room where they're sleeping, we do not need to have a light in the room. There's a light in the hallway. The light in the hallway will enter into the room to prevent this concern. So that would be valid chiyuv, a kiyum of that halakha. So there is a kiyum halakha elsewhere in the house. You go to with the bracha in the dining room. If there be no bracha in the dining room, they're not eating there. They're eating out Friday night. So they're not lighting in the dining room, makam achila, because there's no makam achila. So then the kiyum halakha is only because of this din of shalom bayis, and a person will light in the various rooms, including the dining room, in order to have light there. And that chiyuv, you can make a bracha on the chiyuv hadlaka because of shalom bayis, even though it's not because of Oneg Shabbos. But now the chayyim moves into the cases which we discussed, where the person is not at home. So the husband is away from home, or you have bachim who used to travel to a different city to learn by the rav of that city. He would have a small private yeshiva, and the bachim would sleep in homes throughout the city. So they're given a room in that house. Either the husband is away from home and he has a room, or these bachim are away from home and they have a room. They have a room. They make a bracha in that room, even though they're not going to be eating there. They'll make a bracha. They will light and make a bracha in that room. So there's a chiyuv hadlaka because of shalom bayis, and we said you can make a bracha on the chiyuv hadlaka because of shalom bayis. B'mein lo cheder miyuchad, so the person does not have their own room, so they don't have a chiyuv hadlaka mitzad their makam shina, but they have a chavis aguf. We mentioned they have a chavis aguf to light, like everybody else, even though they do not have a room. A person is single, does not have a wife. So as opposed to the case of the man who's married, who's away from home, going back in the case of Bokharim, where they are not married, so here is the situation where he's a guest in somebody else's house, he doesn't live there. They are paying for their food, so they're not part of the B'nai Bayis. They're not tofel to the balabais. They're paying separately, so that it's their food that they're eating. So they have a chiyuv hadlaka, but they don't have their own place. So where are they supposed to light? So that situation, they join into the hadlaka of the balabais, or the balasabais, by giving a pruta. Val yiridim shemitz achsin in harbi balabatim becheder echad. Case when they go to the yirid, the fair, we have multiple balabatim staying together in one room. They should all join in to cover the cost of the neighbors together. One person should light, with a bracha, and we might see all of them with his bracha. And everybody else should be have in mind to be yotze with the bracha of the madlik. There's more to talk about these halachas, about the person not at home, etc. We'll touch on maybe a few more points, Mr. Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.